From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Hello, this is Hugh Crosskill. In this edition, one of Jamaica's largest trade unions unhappy with the country's new IMF agreement. Unflattering and cynical, that's how one Caribbean journalist views an Economist magazine survey of the region. And former West Indies fast bowler Sylvester Clark is slapped with a £500 fine. News of Jamaica's new $114 million standby credit agreement with the International Monetary Fund has not gone down well with one of the island's major trade unions, the NWU. In exchange for the money, the Edward Siaga government agreed, among other things, to maintain a 10% ceiling on wage increases. That is the union's major bone of contention, as I found out today when I phoned Mr. Lloyd Goodley of the NWU.
The whole program really has been aimed at lowering the standard of living of the working class. And there's nothing in the agreement to reverse that trend, because we also inherited, we still have inherited a wage guideline. What has happened on the wage guidelines is that the worker's standard of living has been falling, and all the statistics point to that. In that sense, we are disappointed that we, the workers having made the sacrifice over the years, that we, what the IMF and the government are saying is that the economy now is on even keel, what have you. Yet the workers are called upon to continue to sacrifice.